Okay. Cultivating incredible attitude. Here's the how. The first video was a bit on the why. It was a little bit convoluted because I was trying to talk about a lot of different things. Secondly, this is where we get into the how. I'm going to give you some practical suggestions now. So basically, attitude and state are all about noticing your emotional state and responding rather than simply reacting to whatever is happening inside or outside of you without any control. I'm going to repeat that. This is basically moving from the roller coaster of life to a plan. It's all about noticing your emotional state and responding, so having choice over how you respond, rather than simply reacting to whatever is happening inside or outside of you without any control. It's about taking control. It's all about pain and pleasure. We move away from pain and toward pleasure. That's what attitude is all about. The key is to begin associating what we want in the end, as well as the steps taken to get there, with pleasure rather than pain. Go back to motivation. Go back to other videos that I've sent out, and see how this all fits together. It all connects. The shame of not accomplishing goals and therefore not setting goals versus the pleasure of feeling confidence and satisfied with who we are and what we've done and living with our values. There's a very big difference between that, right? So people who often my clients struggle with goals because they're ashamed of not reaching goals in the past. It's about creating a different connection and being excited about the future. Your attitude and behavior is not about your natural ability. This isn't natural ability. This is simply the patterns you've developed. It's skills that you've developed in life. Parents, family, friends, relationships, things that have taught you in the past. So we've talked about this before, but our beliefs lead to our thoughts, which lead to our emotions. That's a really important understanding. So your emotional state is coming from thoughts and beliefs that you have. And we talked about this in the beliefs section, as well as the introduction to this entire series. Here's the thing. When you get all those things done, you now get into actions. That emotional state has an effect on your actions. It affects how you react to things and what kind of action you take or do not take. The key to figuring this stuff out first is to figure out a little bit of self-awareness, to figure out what's going on inside of us. Once we've done that, however, we kind of have this trifecta. When we change any, so basically if you follow me up to this point, a lot of what I talk about often is how you need to work with your thoughts. And as you work with your beliefs and thoughts, it changes your emotions and your actions. And that's absolutely accurate. I'm not disagreeing with that right now. What I'm going to say today is that the cool thing is that once you start to get a handle on this, you can jump into this at any point. So you can jump into where you can jump in with your thoughts and change your thoughts. You can change your actions or you can change your emotions and it'll affect the other ones. Okay, these all work together. So this little triangle in here is where we understand this all to work. We've got these different realms, but they all work together. When we change any one of these areas, it tends to have an impact on the other areas. I'll give you an example. If you feel lethargic and you take a walk, you'll quickly feel better. Now, possibly not. If you've been on the couch for a decade because your body hasn't moved at all for a decade, your body will probably react to the pain and you will feel uncomfortable, okay? Having said that, for most people in most normal situations, if you feel lethargic, go for a walk and all of a sudden you're going to gain more energy. You feel sleepy, sit up straighter and within a few seconds, you will start to feel more awake. If you work out each and every day, no matter how you feel, you will tend to feel better and have more energy. So movement is a really big thing here. If you exercise and move every day, each and every day, this will affect your emotional state. This will affect your attitude. If you smile more, physically smile before you feel good, it'll affect your emotional state, your attitude. Learn to laugh more. Your posture, your breathing, your movement, your facial expressions. Each of these is important, okay? So what does a person who feels good sit like or walk like? How do they breathe? How do they move? What are their facial expressions? What look do they have on their face? How often do they smile? How often do they exercise? What you can do is actually tie these in really, really closely into your brain, okay? Realizing that when you start to act in these ways, even if you don't feel it, you will start to feel it. Your body leads your emotions in many ways. Now, also your thoughts and beliefs affect your emotional state. excuse me, practice thinking about what you're grateful for. When you practice thinking your thoughts, what you're grateful for, and you talk about things as if you're grateful for them, you will start to feel better about these things. You will start to have a better attitude about them. Here's a great example of how I've done this in two different areas. One was when I was in university, doing my undergrad. I worked in the summers for a landscape developer. So he was somebody who did architectural type landscaping, and I managed crews for him. I did a whole bunch of things for him. And what I found was after a couple of years, I was starting to have a bad attitude. I was starting to dislike my job. Now, I worked for him for eight different summers, at the end of, right from the end of high school right through to different times where I was coming back from China when I was living there. Having said that, what I found was that when I was talking badly about my job and I wasn't enjoying my job, and I don't even know where I came across this. This was probably just happenstance that I came across this, but I came across someone who said you need to manage your attitude, and that if you talk about something in a good way, you will feel better about it. And I was like, I don't even believe this, but I tried it out. And I started to, and whenever anyone asked me about my job, what I did in the summers or whatever, I would explain how much I loved my job and what I enjoyed about it. I would talk about all the positive things that I could think of about the job. I thought about those things. Guess what? I started to enjoy my job more. I actually started to enjoy the work far better. Same thing with my wife. With my wife, you will have a hard time, you will have a very difficult time catching me saying something bad about my wife. And this is why. I've discovered that, same as with job or business or relationships or life in general, when I talk about my wife in positive ways, I like her more. That might sound a little bit weird. It's absolutely true. When I talk about my wife, when I think about her in good ways, which is action, talking, and thoughts, thinking, I feel better about her. I like her more. So here's what you want to do. You want to practice thinking about how you will feel when you're doing well in relationships, in life, in business. You want to practice imagining how it feels to be a different person. Ask yourself, if I knew how to feel great, how would that feel? What would I be doing? This is a really interesting thing. Like there's been experiments in psych wards where people will fail mental health tests, and then they'll be asked, I want you to fill out this test as if you were a healthy person. How would a healthy person fill it out? And they fill it out and they end up passing the test. And these are tests are designed to not be passable by those struggling with mental health. It's fascinating research here. So the question is, what are you focusing on? If you practice focusing on what's going well or what you're enjoying about the day, you will feel better. Another really quick example with my daughter. One time we were, we kind of hung out for a day, and I had all these other tasks that I needed to get done, and I told her that before, and she knew what I needed to get done. And I told her one thing we're going to do after this. I think we were going out for fries or something. After we go for fries, I need to wash the vehicle, so go through this car wash. And so she knew about all these things. We'd had a great day up till then. We get to the car wash, and there's a wait. There's two cars in front of us. So, I mean, this is not going to take very long, right? It's going to take a few minutes. But she starts, I hear kind of a huff in the back seat. This is when she was littler. And I looked back and said, hey, what's going on? And she was in a terrible state. Her attitude was completely off right then. And I asked her what was going on. She's like, oh, well, we have to wait, and we got to go to a car wash. She was focusing on the things she didn't like. This happens to kids with food a lot. They focus on what they don't like. Or jobs, they focus on the one thing, the task that they're having difficulty with instead of all the tasks that they could work on. So this is what I did with my daughter. I said, JL, what did we do this morning? What are some of the things we did that you enjoyed? And she started talking about the things that we did that she enjoyed, and guess what started to happen? She started to have a smile on her face. She started to get excited. And I said, what are we going to do as soon as we're out of this car wash? And she started focusing on the things that we're going to do afterwards. And she was really excited about them because we were spending time together. And immediately she was in a different state. This is within, I don't know, 30 to 45 seconds, she went from being miserable to being super excited. The fact is that we can all do this. This works for all of us. One of the keys to doing this is anchoring. It's a concept called anchoring. So basically what you're doing is you're programming new patterns associated with certain movement, certain action, or certain sensory inputs, so like sounds, tastes, touch, smells, that kind of thing. I'll give you an example. There's a song called Fleur de Lis. It's one of my favorite songs, beautiful music. And anytime I've listened to this, when I was first listening to this, I was in a really relaxed state. Here's the cool thing. My brain created this idea that whenever I hear the song, I'm supposed to be relaxed. So guess what happens? If I need to get relaxed, even if I'm in a different state, I can play this song and I will relax almost immediately. Why? Because my brain has trained itself to think whenever the song plays, I'm relaxed. And you can do this with other things. You can do this with music. You can do it with smells. You can use essential oils and actually train your brain. Whenever you're the next like five times you're really excited or happy, you can unbottle this essential oil and smell it. And what will happen is anytime you then smell it, you will get excited. It's like Pavlov and his dogs. You can train your brain to feel a certain way and think a certain way. So know that maybe I'll ask the question, will this stuff work immediately? No, it won't work immediately. Having said that, will it work? Yes. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? You practice anchoring some things. So maybe every time you feel good, you go for a walk. And then when you want to feel good and get a break, because you're not in the right place, you go for a walk and see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is that it doesn't work. What's the best that could happen? The best thing that could happen is you start to understand how to change your attitude and feel good on a consistent basis. Think about the things that you're grateful for, which I'm going to get into in a little bit. So the next part to this video here is asking yourself good questions. So sorry, I'm going to go back here. With anchoring, basically you're tying, again, an emotion, a feeling, an attitude with things going on around you, with a smell, with something that you look at, with something that you think about, with something that you're doing with your body, with something, so like your five senses, all that kind of stuff. The stronger the tie that you make with this, the more you strengthen it, the more you practice it, the better you will be at this. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that for now. Power of good questions. Questions change our focus. The biggest help you can provide yourself when it comes to attitude is to begin asking yourself good questions, better questions. So for example, there's a difference between saying I'm angry versus how could I turn this around? When you ask how could I turn this around, your brain automatically starts looking for answers. Or is it possible to simply do one thing right now? Or better yet, what is one simple thing I could do right now that will work towards my goals? What would it cost to do just one little thing? What is the potential reward of one little thing? And the longer you stay in dialogue like this with yourself, the better chance you have of winning the day, of actually getting into a really good place. So here are some more questions that you can ask yourself. Again, questions are your most powerful tool for getting things done and feeling differently. The reason is because they force a person to think. When you ask somebody a question, they force them to think. We have patterns of thinking that we just kind of fall into, like the sun is up or the door is closed or whatever, and we automatically start thinking certain things or feeling a certain way. When you ask a question that challenges somebody, what starts to happen is they actually engage their brain. They turn off automatic mode, like driving a vehicle the same way to the same place every day, going from that to maybe driving a different vehicle or a standard transmission where you've got to engage your mind in a different way. And what happens is you then engage your entire body in things. So that's why questions are really powerful. So here are some questions for you. I'm talking about the first question I have is thinking about your job. The questions that I have for you are many, many, many different examples of what you can ask yourself, and I'd suggest doing it in the morning. If you do this on a consistent basis, you will get far better at asking questions, and you will end up far happier. You will have a far better attitude. So here's some questions. Number one, what do I enjoy most about my work? Or what do I enjoy most about my job? What do I enjoy most about my life? What do I enjoy most about my family? What do I enjoy most about every day that I'm alive? Whatever. When you ask that question, what do I enjoy most? Your brain automatically searches for answers to those questions. What am I most grateful for today? What am I most grateful for this week? What am I most grateful for this year? What truly makes me happy? Just think about things that make you happy and you will be happier. What am I happy about? What am I grateful for? What am I excited about right now in life? What am I most proud of? Who do I love? Who loves me? I'll give you an example of how this can work. So maybe something goes wrong, someone dies in your life or something like that. If you ask, why did this happen to me? What state will you put yourself in? Poor me, right? If you ask, how can I help others through my experience? Now, what state are you going to be in? You're going to be in a place of helping others, of being curious, of asking questions or investing in others and adding up to your values. What about, there are other questions you could ask about the situation. What will this teach me? Or what did I enjoy most about that person? What was I most grateful for? As soon as you ask these questions, your focus goes to positive things in the situation and you change your attitude. Another example, you could ask, what if I miss out on this? FOMO, fear of missing out, right? What if I miss out? Or you could ask, how did I get so lucky to have this opportunity? Very different question, and you will have a very different response, okay? Here's some other questions that you can often ask yourself. What have I given today? What have I learned today? How did I work towards my goals in life and or business in positive ways today? When you start asking yourself questions, and you're going to come up with your own set of questions here, okay? When you ask your own questions, this is going to have a profound impact on your life. I promise you that, if you do it on a consistent basis. Find the questions that work for you. For me, gratitude is a big thing. Gratitude has played a fundamental role in my attitude in my life. When I think about the things I'm grateful for, I am a happy person. When I think about the things that I'm not grateful for, I'm miserable. So I've chosen to focus on the things that I like. That has an impact on everyone else, that has an impact on people around me, and has an impact on my business and life. So this is what I want you to do after this video. Go back and listen to the last couple of minutes and write down the questions that pop out to you. When I went through all those list of questions, write down the questions that pop out to you as like, wow, that was a really good question. I should ask myself that. Write a few questions down, and I want you to practice doing this. Sit down, ask yourself that question, and just go where your mind takes you. Think about all the wonderful things that come up in your mind. What are you most grateful for? And think about that. When I do this, I'm going to share this a little bit in the next video, but when I do this, I actually visualize it a little bit and I feel fantastic. So practice this a little bit, try it out and see where it takes you. I'd love your feedback on this to let me know what your successes are in this. This is one of my favorite exercises with clients because it has such a profound impact on people. So enjoy.